RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Cry it out.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
There it is.
And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
She knows.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Raw Dog Spike and Fritz.
See, just want to tell y'all.
I know.
Live from Chickies and Pizza, South Philly.
I
just wanted
to. Will we forget by Monday?
I needed to do a Raw Dog Spike in front. So before we get to Around the League, it's the day after an Eagles game. The Eagles won in Buffalo.
In convincing fashion.
No one said it in convincing fashion.
But the biggest, you know, controversy and name that we have talked about has been from the WIP morning show, James Seltzer, who joins us right now. James, thank you for joining us.
Oh, as always, it's my pleasure to give you guys content, make your show for you as usual. Come on and, you know, make the show better. So
Yeah, no problem.
Jack, you guys make me wait and then subject me to listen to you guys in Creed. So,
Seltzer hates 5:30 Creed.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, but Seltzer tries to be cool with all his music opinions. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bad Ben. Okay. So James, are you back from Buffalo? Did you fly or take the bus?
No, I am driving as we speak, actually. So I'm still on the road. Drive up, long drive back. Good time.
Yeah, so you drove.
Yeah, about 6.5 hours, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, 10.5 hours on the way up because we drove through the snowstorm.
Got it.
Oh, wow.
That was actually the toughest part of my weekend. People don't know, I drive up.
In your Mini Cooper?
Yeah, you go. Dude, I'm not kidding. Like, I have a new scariest drive of my life, and it was the drive to Buffalo on Friday. Yeah, it was terrifying.
No, was it in the Mini Cooper?
Yes, in the Mini Cooper.
Dude,
the Mini Cooper just pooping.
How you drive a Mini Cooper to
Sliding
Buffalo?
Sliding around.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh my God.
So, James was at, you know, I saw, if you haven't seen the video, James was at the Fans of Philly tailgate before the game, And Buffalo Bills fans are famous for jumping through tables before games. And at the Fans of Philly tailgate, James decided to jump next to a table.
He was forced. He was forced to. He was forced
jump
to.
Jump next
so,
to a table.
So, James, as we go through this, can you talk us through the decision to actually jump right through the table? Was it peer pressure? What happened?
Yes, it was absolutely peer pressure. I actually went into the day saying, I told Elliot on the pod, I was like, there is a 0% chance I'm jumping through a table. I refuse to do it. I'm too off standing up. I'm so for this season to be jumping through a table. And this guy, Harry, kept flying me with freaking fireball shots. You know, everyone's coming, oh, you got jump through the table. You know me. Like, all right, I'll put on a show. So I said I jumped through the table. I made a few mistakes along the way, Spike. First and foremost, I didn't realize how big you had to commit to the through the table part. I was much more jumping on to a table and trying not to hurt myself, which I have since learned was a major mistake.
Yep.
I also did not like do any research or any, you know, how do you jump through a table? Any, you know, so I hit the middle of the table. I was kind of on the side. I didn't realize I was trying to split the table. And but overall, my biggest thing that I will say to all the people out there talking, I'm sure,
yep,
who has attempted to jump through a table, cast the first stone. Okay, at least I took a shot. All right.
Absolutely not. So, okay, the first thing is, when I see people... Well, yeah, but when I see people climbing Mount Everest and they fail, I'm not like, boy, at least you tried.
Well,
you're dead on Mount Everest.
Thing, isn't it? Very different
yeah
thing.
Well, I don't know.
Same level of pressure.
Yeah. So let's backtrack a
yes
little bit. What would you say your blood alcohol content would be at the time of the jump?
Probably not high enough.
Yes, that was my take.
We definitely knew it wasn't enough.
A little quicker than I should have. I probably should have had a few more drinks.
Yeah.
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 You gotta be like Jason. I know Jason was
exactly
he was on fuel when he
feeling no pain.
I would have fully committed.
I know.
Dove into it, you know. There was too much tentativeness.
Yes.
So here's my one thing I had on you, Seltzer, as we watched this at least 40 times already.
Oh, yeah, a whole segment. A whole segment, James.
Again, I'm happy to provide joy for everyone. That's what I'm yeah here.
It's the holiday season.
Okay? Right.
Well, listen, you hit only 25% of the table, first of all.
Yeah, that was
and part of the problem was you went knees, chest first instead of going backside first.
Yes,
like your
yes
your weight really didn't allow you to – you didn't jump out far enough for the way that you were facing to land in the middle of that table. So your weight, because of the way you were sort of twisted, it caused you to sort of come backwards as opposed to go forward.
Oh, yeah. Like, don't misunderstand me. It was a horrible table jump. I am not arguing with you guys. It was about as bad an attempt as you can have. I'm just saying, at least I attempted it.
I agree.
Totally.
I agree. I agree.
I don't know.
You don't take.
Yeah.
Well,
and if I,
you also missed one shot you did take yesterday. So okay.
True. But if I hadn't taken it, I never knew if I would miss a shot, Mike.
For sure. So next thing is just if, and I think you should do it again. The thing to know is that the table is actually breaking your fall if you hit the table on the right spot.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I realized after. Yes.
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 So,
yes.
So then
I hurt myself more by bouncing off.
I'm sure you did.
Worst case scenario for me.
The thud.
I went into saying don't hurt myself, and that was the wrong thing to do,
yes,
both for
so,
the table jump and for not hurting myself.
So let me ask you this, James. As you're – and it wasn't really a jump. It was more of a fall. We were worried that maybe you had a stroke as you were falling.
What a story that would have been.
Do you feel it going wrong as you're going down? Like, uh-oh, this isn't going to happen.
No. Again, I didn't know what I was doing right or wrong.
Okay,
like, I had no,
all right.
I didn't know until I hit the ground and everyone was like, oh, that wasn't good. And I was like, I guess that
because the crowd is supposed to erupt.
Yeah, they did not.
There was concern for your life,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, seriously.
Are you okay? A lot of you okay?
That's a tough one.
You know? So, yeah. I do pretty good.
Are you okay? Suggest you're like the old guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you?
As cool as it's supposed to be. Yeah.
So, were you? Did you think about it the rest of the day? Was it on your mind? Because you must have known there was video. And, you know, Elliot wasted no time putting it on the internet.
Of course.
Your podcast partner.
Immediately, yes.
Yeah, are you worried about the blowback?
Are you into it, too? You know?
Are you worried about this hurting your career?
No. I took a shot. Honestly, I know. People could be saying, what a freaking hero this guy is, going up to Buffalo and trying something out and giving everyone so much joy in the process.
Right.
So, no,
okay.
That's a good way to look at it.
This might surprise you, but no one's saying that.
Yeah. Who cares?
I know.
All right. And then the final question I have, James, and I thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Very big of you, especially when you know we're making fun of you extensively.
In a loving way.
Yeah.
In a loving way.
And I have there are rumors that Rod has already met with HR about giving you your release. But the question is now, will you make up for it? Like, is there any circumstance in which you will try the table jump again and do it the right way?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question.
Eagles get to the Super Bowl? Championship game?
That's a good call right there. I think we could talk about something. I think either way, again, there's nothing to make up for. I've given everyone so much joy. You spent your whole show talking about this. Like,
Hey,
man, thanks for the joy and the happiness. You know?
Yeah. So, well, I do thank you for the joy. You did give me a lot of joy.
100%. Yeah.
Who
do you think? Which performers do you think was better yesterday, the Eagles offense in the second half or the table jump?
Hey, Jalen beat Dajon again. That's all
again.
I know.
That's what he did. That's what he does.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
Is that what he did?
That's exactly right.
I will say, my decision to jump in the table was one of the two worst decisions of the weekend. Joe and Paige's decision to leave their daughter with Spike, easily the worst decision of the weekend. Did everything go okay?
Everything went fine.
That was happening. I was so concerned for that little girl. I'm happy everything's okay.
Everything is fine. We, Joe, my brother-in-law, and Paige, Joe, who owns and runs Fans of Philly, they have a lovely daughter, a 2-year-old daughter named Sophia. And so Paige could go up to Buffalo. My wife, Valerie, and I watched Sophia from Friday until this morning when I dropped Sophia off. I would say the only issue was the 2 to 3 hour window yesterday where Sophia decided she didn't like me anymore. And, wouldn't hang out with me and, like, actively walked away from me in the house every time I went near her. And I did tell her she was going to have to drive herself home at one point. And Val was trying to mend fences. Yeah, it went fine. Sophia is doing fine.
Good.
So, yeah.
That's
all right.
Your daughter actually could drive that Mini Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah, proper, right? Yeah. You know, Fans of Philly is awesome, by the way.
They're the best.
Such an amazing job. If you ever want to go on an Eagles trip or any sports trip, like, Joe is on top of everything. It was such a blast. I had so many great people. Even the people who bullied me into jumping, I still loved everyone I met. It was awesome.
All right, James. Well, thank you as always.
All right, brother. Get home safe,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, get home safe.
I will. Love you guys. It's great.
Yep. Yeah. Fans of Philly trips are always absolutely excellent. They've always done the Ricky trips, and we've done them with the Eagles, with WIP for years now.
Yeah.
I mean, since before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been years and years. Always great trips. It's good to go a trip. Could you book those things yourself? Yes. Is it much better if somebody does all of it for you and all you have to do is show up?
Oh, that's way better.
Way better. Way better.
Yeah, that's way better.
And I would say I was good with the kid. I would say
there
I was good with Sophia. I do, as I reminded Val, they dropped the car seat off.
Yeah,
of course. And Val's like, you should have Paige put the car seat in there for
Definitely
you.
Definitely should have.
And I said, I can do it.
I got it.
And she said, how?
He's never put a car seat in.
I have four younger siblings. I have put a car seat in.
So I wouldn't have guessed that.
I have put a car seat. Now they've changed. They've actually made it easier. There's actually car seat hookups.
Yes.
Now. They used to have to put the
seat belt behind the. Yeah, believe me, I know.
It's easier now. Now, did Val do most of the hard stuff? Did she do the diapers? Yes. Did she put her to bed? Yes.
Oh.
But I entertained. I did a lot of, you know, throwing her onto the couch.
Yeah.
Tickling, you know. Cleaning up the pancake that she mushed into the couch for no reason whatsoever.
You got off easy with just that.
Yes.
You could have got a pancake smashed on the walls.
Could have.
You know, or you guys obviously didn't give her crayons.
Did, but put them away.
Okay,
put them away.
Okay,
put them
away. I was thinking. That's another danger
yes.
right there.
Well, yeah. I saw how she's a horrible colorer. Sophia, great, great little girl, terrible at coloring. I was way better at coloring. So I put the crayons away because I could tell she was just not talented at coloring.
Yeah. And well, eventually they look for the wall to
yes,
where they
to
can
color.
Just, yes, just the color on the walls.
And I have to say, Rebel is the person who had the most...
Oh, yeah, had the dogs do with her.
...uncomfortable weekend. Well, he doesn't know what's going on.
No, it takes a while. It's a little human.
Scotchy doesn't care.
Yeah.
Rebel the whole time is just staring at her, being like, what? Why are you giving attention to this thing?
Right, like, yeah. Who is this?
Yeah.
And where does she come from?
We pee outside. She pees in the house.
Right.
We at least go out back.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a quick around the leg.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the leg.
Down it sucks!
All right, around the leg. Nailed it. The first one is last night. Niners and Bears, couple of classics at night the last couple of weeks. Had Rams, Seattle.
Yep.
And Niners and Bears was awesome.
Had Bears, not Bears, you had...
We had Bears, Packers.
Was that what I'm thinking of? No. Yeah, that was a good one, too. The Packers played Baltimore. That was a good game.
That was a good game, too. Yeah. Now, there was a big moment last night that Jack, I think, has to announce that is Bears-Niners related.
Yeah, so I am ready to change my opinion on a quarterback
yep.
in pro football.
Yes.
That has made a Super Bowl before.
Ah.
A long-held opinion.
A long-held
strongly held opinion.
I'm a Purdy truther. I'm in on Brock Purdy.
Wow. It finally
Thank
took you.
You
long enough.
Wow. He's still mostly a Kyle Shanahan creation, but he does a damn insanely accurate. Showed some wiggle last night.
Yeah.
And listen, he bounced back from that pick six.
Yeah. He did to start the
pick
game.
Pick six to start the game. That, yeah. That was TJ, right?
Yeah, TJ Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's playing good football. And he changed, like, the Niners had the good record all year, but everyone's like, no.
But now you can see that everybody said, oh, Mac Jones, same thing, not same
Last
thing.
Last 2 weeks, it's like.
Yeah.
Mom, I think they're averaging 35 points since Purdy came back in his six games.
And it was that one play where he was, it almost looked like a video game, where he ran back and forth, made the defenders miss, and then hit the, I forget who he hit, in the corner of the end zone for the touchdown.
So I think it was
Tom. Yeah, tight end.
Yeah.
Tonges.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kyle Shanahan, now the favorite to win Coach of the Year, jumped everybody else over Liam Cohen, over...
Cohen's a tough one to...
Over
yeah, he shouldn't be Coach
Vrabel.
Of the Year.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Pretty impressive with the guys they've lost, especially if they wind up with a one seed.
No doubt about it. But I would go with the guy in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's Cohen. Liam Cohen. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like
a great job,
and
too.
And Vrabel's played a Mickey Mouse schedule.
Yeah, well, so have the Niners. With the exception of the division that they're in.
Yeah, I mean, they did beat all those teams in the division. Now the Packers or the...
They lost to the Jags, though.
They did. Patriots have only beat one team with a winning record this year.
Are you ready to give in? Since I gave in on Brock Purdy...
No, it took you 3 years to give in on Brock Purdy.
Are you ready to stop calling Drake May Drake Maybe?
No, Drake Maybe until further notice.
Yeah, he's going to hold on to that one for a while.
Yeah, you held on to Purdy for a long time.
Well, Drake May's a different category. I mean, we're talking about, like...
Purdy's gone to a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl and number one ranked passer in the league.
I don't
And he's
care.
Number one ranked passer in the league now.
Guess what? Drake May in that offense would be...
Not nearly as good. He can't move.
Drake May can move.
He can't move like Purdy can move.
You're talking about Brock Purdy like he's Mike Vick. What are you talking about? Drake May can move. Have you watched Drake
I thought
May?
You just said you were in.
I am on. They have now back to a Drake May's a top three quarterback in the league.
No, he's not.
Brock Purdy's...
Top three?
No, he's not.
He's ahead of Lamar now.
Okay, fine. He's not ahead of Mahomes. He's not ahead of Allen. And he's not ahead of Stafford. Done. Okay.
I'd say Drake May. And Burrow. Yeah. We'll see.
He's not ahead of Burrow. What else?
All right, maybe top five.
What else?
Okay.
So,
and Purdy's in the 10, right?
So the Browns beat the Steelers, mostly because Aaron Rodgers didn't want Myles Garrett to sack him, seemed like.
Even Myles Garrett said that.
Yeah. That their entire... And now it looks like the Steelers might not even make the playoffs now. Now they play the Ravens, right, to win, to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
But Myles Garrett said it after the game that it seemed like they were more concerned about him getting the sack record than winning the football game.
Man, all I keep thinking about is, damn, DK.
Yes.
Because, dude, you know he spent all of last week replaying that moment over and over in his head.
Why did I do that?
And asking himself, why couldn't I just ignore this dude?
And it's not an NBA game where the guy's right on top of you.
Right.
You know, he's not
sitting right behind the bench or something.
It's NFL.
You literally had to walk over there to him.
And reach up
and grab him. Yeah.
Very stupid.
I mean, not only is it suspended for two games, it's going to cost Pittsburgh a playoff spot.
Yep.
They're not beating Baltimore next week. You know how this is going to play out.
Yep.
He cost himself $45 million.
They're keeping it. They're not. The Steelers said they're not going to void the $45 million. They had the option to void it, but the Steelers said they weren't voiding the contract.
Well, I tell you, it's first-class organization.
Yeah, sure is. First class.
First class.
Nine wins. First class organization.
And it's not like DK is a longtime Steeler.
No. They could have done
they
it.
They could easily have done it.
They could have played hardball there, for sure.
And Schefter threw out on McAfee that he does think that Tomlin's not going to be there next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I actually want Mike Tomlin to leave for his own sake.
Well, he's got a year left on his deal. I wonder if they trade him.
Ooh.
Schefter thinks he might
be. Like the Giants?
Might do TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And final thing on Around the League.
Yeah.
The Giants win a game that takes them out of the first pick of the draft. It's just unbelievable.
In true Giant fashion.
Yeah, now you have to go. Somebody's got to win the game.
Right.
And they've been as
the Raiders damn sure wasn't trying to win.
No.
And Max Crosby, I mean, he's all pissed now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, future Eagle.
And the Giants, they've lost like seven in a row. They're a better team this year than the Raiders have been. But it's got to suck to go from – it might not even get a top five pick now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a – I think they have like a
– all the ties, the tiebreakers.
Yeah, because there's so many
Cleveland
teams
there. Cleveland's there, yeah.
So
– And Malik Willis is good.
That guy's good, Malik Willis. Good player.
There you go, Fritz. See, you hang in there long enough to see your guys like Geno Smith with me.
Well, I haven't heard him mention Malik Willis. I've been doing the show with him for 2 years.
Well, I kind of forgot he was
there. Well, he got away from it,
I kind of
you should have heard him before that draft.
Dude, he had a hose.
One of the Eagles to draft him.
Want to trade Jalen, go up and get him. I want to trade up for Malik Willis.
Was that after the 23 season? The bad season?
No, it was after 22. No.
Why the hell would we get rid of Jalen after?
Yeah, maybe
it had to be after 21.
It had to be after 21 or either 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been 21.
He's been in the league for 4 years. This is fifth season.
Oh, you know what? You're right, because that was the year Howie
was drafted in 22.
Howie went out to Pittsburgh.
To look at Kenny.
To look at Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
So it was.
He was on Tennessee, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that year. You're right.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line. Text line.
I'll tell you what, last week felt good. Really good. Broads in South Jersey.
I was going to say, we went Broads?
Yeah, we want to test that Broads on the old text line.
Okay.
Well, I heard they did an all-hockey show on Friday.
I heard some of that.
Yeah.
Really?
When they only had 2 hours of our show, because I think Buzz had the other 2 hours of our show. They had
it was Broads and Al.
Yeah, I think from noon to four.
I heard some of it.
Yeah. Great job, guys. And Buzz put on some doofus from The Ringer who hates me. Thanks, Buzz.
Yeah. On our show, Buzz.
Yes.
On our show?
Yeah.
No, it was
Thank
at 6
God
o'clock.
We had
it was
have
after
some...
hours.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Close enough.
Fair enough. It was on our podcast feed. What's next?
Who's talking now? I don't hear anyone talking. Nick Sirianni standing over an old lady who just slipped and fell on ice.
Well, Rose has the right energy.
Yeah,
sure.
He does. He does.
He knows, yes.
He does. What's next?
This Tom Brady guy? Enough with the leather glove talk already. O.J. Simpson watching the game from hell.
Oh, my God.
How'd that one land, huh?
How about the kicker wearing OJ's number?
32.
Kicker was wearing 32.
OJ's number is in circulation?
Yes. For the Bills?
Yeah.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yes, he was wearing 30. And the kicker shouldn't be wearing 32.
They put OJ's number in circulation?
Yes.
What?
What are they going to do, retire it? They can't.
Wasn't it
already retired?
I don't know.
I think he's in the Bills Ring of Honor.
Of course he is.
Yeah. So that would suggest.
That was his number with the Bills, right?
32? 32, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anybody with 32 on.
Michael Bagley, come on down.
I wonder if the jersey fit. Because if it doesn't.
Oh, we got it.
Okay, what's next?
Why do I feel like I'm being seduced? The listeners, when Donovan started talking.
Yeah, what was that?
What was that?
I'm convinced. He was somewhere he was trying to keep his voice down.
Yes, that's what it sounded like.
Maybe an airport.
Yeah.
All you had to bring up was that Roxy was a better athlete.
He forgot where he was at.
He piped right up.
Exactly.
Next time, start the phone call with that.
Yes.
When he comes in so low energy.
I thought he was sick or something. I'm like, man, what is he doing with the voice?
Hey,
smooth talk with Donovan.
Yes, made me feel uncomfortable.
How's everyone feeling today? It's like the quiet storm.
Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
You've got a lot of nerve, Ike. You're out here talking about Donovan's collegiate basketball career, even after all those times I used to cook you on the court? Crazy. Eric Snow, listening to the show.
Did Eric Snow cook you?
No.
Okay.
I'm leaving it at that.
Okay. What's next?
You guys can zig like everybody else retweeting that seltzer video, but out of solidarity with my guy James, I'm going to zag and refuse to even watch it. Bam, in Upper Darby.
Oh.
Stupid.
Oh, dude. All right. Text line is a little much today. OJ joke and Bam joke?
Yeah, really.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one.
Oh, man. You bring us back for one day. What's next?
Oh, man.
On behalf of our show, I'd like to say that I have never been more embarrassed than I was yesterday. Joe DeCamer taking a break from his 9 month of rehabbing a low ankle sprain to comment on the seltzer video.
That's true.
It is a very good point. Joe has no room to say
no
anything.
Room. Yes.
And, you know, James wants credit for trying. No.
No shot.
You don't just get credit for trying.
Seriously.
Not from us.
Also, you're jumping on top of a table. It's not rocket science.
By the way, it's not like you jump from a 10-foot table off a roof or something. You jump from a 3-foot table to another 3-foot table.
Yes.
You didn't even jump. You fell off the table.
Yes. What's next?
I would love some. Back in the day, I had to try all those foods, and I loved them. Jack at the cookout when offered collard greens.
Text line. I think Broads is a good text line substitute for a battle.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like that. Who offered you collard greens?
Man? No. I've never had collard greens.
Right.
I don't even really know what they are, to be honest with you.
They're collard greens.
They're mustard
greens. What are the greens?
Mustard greens.
Like mustard seeds?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do they taste like?
They're just like a bitter green.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the collard part?
Both of you, stop.
It's just what they're called.
I didn't know if it was like a type of cook or a type of, you know, how they're prepared.
Most.
Yes, I don't have time to go through how they're prepared right
good.
Now.
I did watch Friday.
All right. The Jordan Mailata show is next with Jordan Mailata, Elliot Shore Parks, and me. Then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot.
We'll find out.
And an Eagles player.
Maybe.
And an Eagles player, perhaps. We will be back with you tomorrow.
That's right. We got one more day of this.
We have a special show. Elliot will be with us, but also we're going to look back on some of the best afternoon show moments of 2025 on tomorrow's show. Going to be a very funny show. Oh. So we will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. So here we are talking about 2026 and how can you make life better for you, your family, your friends in 2026, your own house at the beach. That's right. And Adam Kasabi has to be the realtor who can help you do it. Adam Kasabi, how do I know, right? Well, Adam Kasabi is based out of Long and Foster. How do you spell it? K-S-E-B-E. Adam has been the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. And his specialty is helping you find a home at the Delaware beaches. There's all kinds of different realtors. But Kasabi is the kind of guy that is always locked in, who is always focused, who works hard for you. It is a tough process to find a house, especially a shore house right now, right? There's a lot of people competing for it. You need a realtor who's going to work as hard as they possibly can so you can just sit back and relax and buy the house when you need to. Kasabi is going to be the guy that can help you do it. Now, he is the expert at the Delaware beaches, Maryland as well. That is where his expertise is. But if you grew up going to the Jersey Shore and that is where you need to get the house, he's got plenty of connections there as well. He's just got to be your first call. I'll remind you, too, if you're going to buy a house at Delaware beaches, property tax very, very, very low. So when you're renting that house out to other people, those people are essentially paying your mortgage for you. When you decide it's time to take the plunge, you have to reach out to Adam Kasabi. His direct sell, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.